We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from accessing this sound.
Yo, 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 what's going on, internet people? It's Rolling Off Track Podcast, episode 440. Getting up there, 40, number 40. It's myself, Mr. B, 505, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tonight, number 40, it's very, very special. Do you know why it's special? Because I'm the only one here, yeah. Give it up for Mr. B. Yep, I'm the only one here. Giving you some tech news, tech updates, what I've been playing, what I've been watching. So hopefully you enjoy it. Keep listening. And during the podcast, when you're listening, if you have any questions, comments, don't be afraid to send them in. Or if you want to try and guess with me, that's fine with me. Rolling Off Track Podcast. Doing it here. Number 40. Alrighty there. The weather tonight here in Albuquerque. 35 degrees. That's not bad. Well, to me, it's not bad. Some people that live in the desert that are used to the 80s, 90s, this would be cold, freaking cold. I don't know if people run in this kind of weather. Well, in the mornings, you know, it's kind of like 20, 30 degrees in the morning. And on the way to work, you can see people running, or even in the morning, early in the morning, people run. You can see them running on the side of the road. So, if you're one of those people, it's pretty good. You're pretty brave to run in a chilly cold. Why do they call it chilly? Wouldn't chilly be hot? I've always wondered that. So, I don't know, maybe you can answer me, comment. So, yeah, I can start off with what I've been playing. Oh, I guess, first of all, it's, January 2nd, 2014. We're already in 2014. If you guys didn't get to hear the last episode, number 39, was a Christmas Eve show. For that show, we did, as the title says, Christmas Eve. We did on Christmas Eve, and we all went on break, and I'm back on the 2nd. Yeah, it was a good week. Had a good vacation from work. Stayed home to visit family. Or actually, a couple days out of the vacation, went out of town to see family. But overall, we stayed here in New Mexico, me and the family. Yeah, I guess one of the things we did, it's like everybody does, open presents. Of course, everybody opens presents. And I kind of gave a brief description on that Christmas Eve show. We stayed up, opened our presents, enjoyed our presents, went to sleep. And that was about it for Christmas. And then on Christmas Day, we got to see our family. So after seeing family, spending time with family, that's when it got busy, stayed busy throughout the week. Didn't get a chance to go snowboarding. Hopefully I get a chance this weekend. I guess with that, I can't really plan it. It's kind of hard to plan a snowboarding trip, you know, because the last minute some things come up and you just can't make it. But hopefully I'll be, I'll be posting and saying that I'll be snowboarding this weekend. Of course, I'll probably be one. I might do Saturday just to take my son up, just to give him some lessons. And depending how things work out, I might take the other half of the day to snowboard myself. So we're just gonna see how that goes. But I do want to take my son up there and give him a lesson, give him a few lessons, and show him how to snowboard. He says he wants to learn snowboarding or skiing. He's just got to try it. So I don't ski. I only snowboard. So I'm going to show him that. And maybe somebody else up there can show him the ropes on skiing. And hopefully he enjoys one of them. So yeah, if we do good snowboarding, he'll probably be up in the Sandia Mountains this weekend. Try and get up there as much as I can. And probably half the time will be giving my son some lessons, and the other half would be going up by myself, or if there's some people want to go up, such as a DJ or SLC 801, and try and put something together, you know, friends, go up, save gas money. I guess that's one of the good things. If you go up in a group, you know, you kind of pitch in and you don't spend a lot of money. Didn't get to go snowboarding this weekend. Enjoyed the New Year's Eve, New Year's Day here at home. Family came over. A lot of family came over. Spent some time together. Played some games. Played some pool. We shot some pool, me and the guys. It was pretty fun. Some of the guys that came over, the nephews, when we played pool, I didn't know that they were already experienced, especially my nephew. When we started playing, he was already experienced, and he's already banking them shots. So he already knew the rules and everything like that. So it's pretty good playing with people that know the rules. It kind of gives it a challenge to play to improve yourself. But overall, I guess it's pretty good. It's fun. It's a fun game to play. Yeah, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, hung out, played games, had fun. So, and over the holidays, I guess one of the movies was watching Chaka the Monkey. I don't know if you guys remember this, but a few episodes ago I mentioned that I watched Land of the Lost with Will Ferrell. Pretty good movie. I guess there's a lot of movies on Netflix. We watched a lot of Netflix. And I guess that was the number one question for today, January 2nd, 2014, was how was your holiday or how was your New Year's? And majority of people had their eyes glued to the television. And on that television was Netflix. So Netflix got a lot of attention this holiday season and every other holiday season. So watched a lot of movies, horror, comedy, action, and I'm going to use the word again, majority of the movies we watched were family members picking the movies, so most of them I've already seen. You know, like action movies like Expendables 2, 007, It Man 2, Kung Fu movies, action adventure movies, all those movies. Yeah, there's a lot of movies, but some family members haven't seen one or the other, so they watched, and I got to watch again. So, but one of them that I haven't watched, and me and Mrs. B watched Grave Encounters 1 and 2. And when the first one started showing, Grave Encounters 1, it kind of sounded and looked like Ghost Adventures, you know, the one that shows on Travel Channel. So when the movie started, they did an intro and description of the movie that they were doing in the movie. And it sounded exactly like Ghost Adventures, and me and Mrs. B looked at each other and like, are they copying Ghost Adventures? So it did sound like it. It did look like it, but we continued to watch it just because we're interested in what they were saying and what they were going to do. But if you are looking for a different horror movie, I would recommend Grave Encounter 1 and Grave Encounter 2. They're both pretty good. You just got to sit through it and watch it, and it'll get interesting. At the beginning, on both movies, you want to turn it off, but I would recommend just keep watching it, and it'll get better. And if you do watch it, you finish it, and you still don't like it, comment, send me a message, tell me what you think. Other than that, I've been playing Borderlands 2, majority of the time, Borderlands 2 for PS3. Still leveling up. It's one of those games where you do missions, you walk around, first-person shooter, you walk around this open world, you get missions, you accomplish those missions, you get points, and those points start to accumulate, and after so much, you level up 1, 2, 3, 4, and up, and so forth. So I think Borderlands 2, I'm at level 17, I believe. So those of you out there that play Borderlands 2, I'm at 17. Getting up there. Borderlands 2, Tiny Death Star for my tablet. Still collecting money from residents, and those residents keep spending their money in my Death Star. So level after level, making restaurants, recreation centers, apartments, and what else was there? Yeah, just different levels that are jobs. So these little Death Star characters, they walk around, go from level to level and spend their money, and you just gotta keep everything stocked on those levels, which are stores. So, such as one of them is a toy store. So you gotta keep everything in stock in that toy store. So when people go to that level, they spend their money. And if you don't keep it stocked, then there's nothing to buy, so you don't earn any money. So that I've been playing again, still playing it. I don't know when it will end, but every now and then you just turn on the tablet, open the app, continue, upgrade, collect money, exit the app, and a few hours later, if you want, get back to it. And one that I tried for my phone, Golf Extreme, this is a flick golf game. You know, there's a golf ball on the screen, and in the background you can see the tee. In the background, you just gotta flick the ball in the direction of the hole, and depending on where you flick it and how fast, that depends on how hard and the direction it will go. So it's just one of those ones where you just, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. So that one I would recommend to if you're looking for something, you know, like you're waiting at a restaurant or somewhere, you're just waiting and you want something to play real quick. So that would be pretty good. It's a flick golf game. So the golf game is called Golf Extreme. So I would recommend that. Another one for my tablet is Uno. Uno. I think everybody knows Uno, the game, the card game. And it's on the tablet. You open it. You can play online. Just like regular real life game playing. You just, just do the cards, colors, numbers. Once you start playing, you kind of get addicted to it and you play for a while and you got to kind of force yourself to stop. But you can't stop in the middle of the game. I guess you can't stop in the middle of a game, but if you do, then I guess you would lose points and you would lose sort of like your level. So you would have to finish a game if you want to keep your points and your level. So then when you do that, when you end the game, there's a button that says play again. So you kind of just, you're not doing anything at that moment. So you push the play again button and you keep on playing. So that's why I'm saying you kind of get addicted to it. You just want to play again. Unless you have something to do right then I guess you wouldn't touch the play again button. So that's kind of what I was doing. There's nothing that I had to get to at that moment. So I kept pressing the play again button. Yep. So that's what I've been playing, what I've been watching. Yeah, I'll just give a few tech updates for you listeners out there, because that's one of the main things that we do here on ROTPOD, is some tech updates, tech news, keep you updated. One of the things I want to say real quick, sometimes I post stuff on social media, and one of the things that I was posting was Steam sales. You know, the Steam, I guess it's an OS, but it's a program. It's a program you use to buy games online, PC games. So I usually post sales that they have. So over the holiday, they kind of had a few sales through Steam. And if you did grab one, you like them, you know, share with me. I like to try new games, especially if it's on PC, getting into those PC games. One rumor that's going around, Sony Windows Phone could land in the middle of 2014. Sony Windows Phone. I not right offhand. I don't remember what company are making the Windows Phone, but Sony is wanting to get into building these Windows phones. So I think that would be pretty good, the way Sony builds their products. I think they could make something out of the Windows 8 phone. Another story. Beyonce sample of Challenger disaster prompts NASA response. On one of Beyonce's new songs from her new album, she kind of has an outtake from one of the NASA's space shuttle explosions. So you know how they record everything in the space shuttle and going to space and all that. So I guess one of the recordings that they had from there, she used an outtake from there, and NASA and some of their personnel kind of got mad about that, and they went after Beyonce. They had a little controversy about that, and it's still going on, so I don't think they haven't worked anything out yet, but just because she used an outtake from that, NASA and some other people are pretty mad about that. I guess that would be too if a loved one was in that space shuttle explosion and didn't make it, and someone decided to use, you know, like voice outtakes or quotes from the recordings. And as of January 1st, 2014, legal recreational marijuana sales begin in Colorado. This was all over the news, and if you haven't heard about it, then you're living under a rock. But yeah, Colorado became the first state in the nation to allow retail marijuana sales. Started Wednesday, and it started with 37 stores in Colorado. So it doesn't say which city, but one of the cities that was mentioned in the news was Denver. So for some people out there, it's a pretty good day. Some people are saying that finally we don't get to hide. We don't have to hide anymore. So if you're one of those guys, smoke it up. Another story. So Samsung introduced this 110-inch 4K TV that's priced around $152,000. But you can't buy it anywhere else except for South Korea, China, or the Middle East. It's not yet coming to North America, and they don't know when, but it's being sold in those three places for now. Can you imagine? 110-inch 4K television in your room? Living room? Bedroom? Game room? Garage? Restroom? Patio? Front door? Entry walkway? Hallway, your kid's bedroom, kitchen. But that's crazy though, 110-inch. And the picture shows two women standing beside it, and the TV is just as tall as them. Pretty crazy. Netflix CEO to enjoy 50% increase in his salary. Well, how about that? The you know how the board of directors, the employees that go to those meetings, they decided that it was because of him being a CEO and all. He was responsible for bringing the stocks up on Netflix, making Netflix very popular the way it is today. So they increased his salary. And I think it was from 2 million to over $3 million a year. And they also increased the stocks. And that brings in a total of close to $7 million a year. Crazy, crazy. Money, money. Speaking of money, new year, 2014, new minimum wage. So here in New Mexico, minimum wage is now $8 an hour. $8 an hour. That's pretty good, pretty good. And a new PlayStation Plus free game for the Vita that's coming out is Sonic and All-Stars Racing. So that's for the Vita. I tried to download it, but my Vita told me that I have not enough memory to download it. So after I finish Rayman, then I'll probably be deleting that one and downloading this one just to play it. I think I have like a 16 gig memory card for the Vita. You can buy a bigger one, but as those memory cards are proprietary toward Sony, you have to buy Sony's memory card. You can't buy anybody else's. So Sony overprices them, and those memory cards are like $100, something like that. Crazy, crazy. If some other company made cheaper cards, I guess they would put Sony's memory cards out of business. Another rumor that's going around, Samsung's 12.2-inch tablet seen in the flesh. And they're saying that it might be the Galaxy Note Pro. So you know how they have the Galaxy Note 1, 2, and 3, which is the 5, between 5 and 6 inch. So this one, they just added the Galaxy Note Pro. They added the Pro. So the Galaxy Note Pro, 12.2 inch, is rumored to be showing off at this year's CES. And CES is starting next week. It'll be starting January 7th through the 10th. So either be looking out for that or just check out my post, and I'll be tweeting, retweeting, Facebooking news updates, exciting updates, because those new electronics that are coming out, they're pretty exciting, pretty good. Some of them come out, some of them don't. It's just a place to show off new electronics, new prototypes. It's pretty good, pretty good. Yeah, they're expected to show off this 12.2-inch Samsung tablet. And the 12.2-inch, it's sort of almost like a laptop. You know how you open the laptop and the screen's right there? So you would kind of think it's a laptop, but it's a tablet. It could be like those Windows Surface tablets. You know how you can, it's like a laptop with a keyboard, but then you flip over the screen, fold it, and it becomes a tablet. It's kind of like that, but it won't have the keyboard. So you won't be able to say it's a laptop as you would a Surface Pro. You would only say it's a tablet for the Samsung. Here's some gaming news. Not really gaming news, but gaming updates. Updates on the 5 best Wii U and 3DS games so far. You remember Nintendo? Nintendo got overshadowed by the PS4 and the Xbox One. So here's one of them. Super Mario 3D World for the Wii U. I've heard reviews and other people's comments on this game throughout the social media, and they like it. People like it. They wouldn't think they would have liked it, but after playing it, they liked it. I guess it starts off with them buying games for their kids, and when they see it in person, then that's when they get interested in it. Next game, The Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker HD. This one also for the Wii U. It's just another Zelda series. It was one in the Zelda series, the Wind Waker. So they just kind of, the HD part in the name just means that they redid it in HD and just, because it was for the GameCube, so they had to up-res the resolution for the Wii U for these newer HD televisions. Try and make it look beautiful, make it look pretty. And I guess they did a good job because it's one of the top 5 games. Zelda. The last Zelda game I played was on my DS. DS XL. Good game. Adventure game. Walk around, find spells, find weapons, upgrade your weapons. Pretty good. Another one, Rayman Legends. Not the same game I was playing on the Vita, but a different Rayman game. This one also for the Wii U. And I didn't really hear anything about this, but I guess they believe that it would be one of the top games. Rayman Legends. And another Zelda game, A Link Between Worlds. This one is actually an add-on to the series, not a remake. So The Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds. Check it out. And the last game that made it was a Pokemon X and Y. I don't know too much about Pokemon, but I do hear everybody likes it, everybody loves it. Never tried it. If I get it in front of me, then maybe I'll try it, but I don't really have the urge to go and buy it. So if any of you want to lend it to me, want to be happy to lend it to me, let me try it. I'll be glad to try it. Then I can give my review. Yeah. I'll stop with this last story. New USB Type-C connector is smaller, reversible, and supports USB 3.1. So this new USB Type-C, because there's already a Type-A and a Type-B out there today, they are going to make a USB Type-C. And one thing that the companies want to do is make a USB cable that would be compatible with all of today's electronics. Instead of having different types of cables and having to purchase different types of cables, they want to eliminate other cables and they want to start using this USB Type-C. So it'll be reversible, which means you don't have to plug it in a certain way. You could just grab the end of it, stick it in, and it'll charge or transfer to and from your computer. Or just look at the data. So that's pretty good to see that they're trying to, that the companies are also into doing this instead of just one or two companies trying to do it, but everybody's trying to get on board with this. So it's going to be like a super speed USB, and the speed's going to be about 10 gigabits per second. USB 2.0 runs about 480 megabits per second. So a big, huge increase from 480 megs to the 10 gigabits per second. That's a big increase. So hopefully it'll be finalized in the middle of 2014 and companies will start rolling out these Type-C connectors, Type-C USB connectors. So you don't have to go out and purchase different connectors, spend a lot of money. So that's pretty good. So this episode 40 is by myself, Mr. B, giving you some tech news, tech updates, what I was playing, what I've been watching over the holidays, vacation. I hope you guys had a good vacation. Happy New Year. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. And yeah, comment, ask me a question. Tell me how I did on number 40 alone, giving you these updates. And just like I said before, I like talking about these tech news, giving updates. A lot of family members, a lot of friends usually come up to me and ask me how this, how that, when this, when that on technology. So I don't get tired of talking about technology. So number 40, Mr. B, on January 2nd, 2014. 2014, people, 2014. New resolutions. Maybe when I have a guest on next time, I'll ask him their resolutions, and then maybe I'll bring up mine. So, but for now, I hope you enjoyed it, and I guess I would like to hear comments about this episode, like to see how I did alone. So, questions, comments, everything at ROTPOD, Rolling Off Track Podcast @gmail.com, and you can find a lot of info about the podcast, Facebook page, Twitter page, email, voicemail, all that good stuff at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. So with that, thanks for listening. Rock pod. Until next time.